How living in accordance with oneself can awaken vision into reality. What signs from the outer world can reflect the beginnings of small deaths? Basically, how can we see in the external world the gaps in our internal awareness? Hi, Elio. It's a pleasure meeting you. I was looking forward to this conversation for a while now. There are so many questions that have arisen through what I've read and through how we can apply that philosophy of life towards oneself. So I'm really eager to have a conversation.
Nice to meeting you. If you read the book, you see that everything is very simple, but probably difficult to apply. There is one principle that can answer all your questions, which is the world is as it is because you are as you are. This is, for me, the compression of the philosophy and the way that if you understand it, not need anything else. The motto of my school, I don't know if you know about the European School of Economics, is visibile ex invisibilibus, which means whatever you touch, whatever you see, hear, comes from within. The world is just an expression of your inner being. This is interesting to understand.
So the quintessence of how I like to communicate to my friends, to my acquaintances about the learnings of the books is simple as that. The external world is just a pale shadow of your inner being. Getting to fully understand your inner being, being aware of who you are, and then being disciplined about it in your day-to-day life, that's actually the challenge that...
The difficulty is, first of all, we have to understand that the outer world and the inner one are one and the same thing. Then we have been taught, and the description of the world tells us that the outer and the inner are two separate realities, which I realized that they are not. They are just one. Then if you understand what is going on within yourself, you understand why the world is as it is. Everything, all and everything depends upon you. For you yourself to complain, to blame, to accuse the world for all your misfortunes or accidents or disease or whatever, you stop blaming the others for what is happening to you. And this is very difficult to accept. You know, the world and the others are just an extension of your inner being. But we are used to blame the others and find this justifying excuses to our, let's say, errors, mistakes, or difficulties and troubles. But when you really realize that you yourself are the creator and the dreamer of all and everything, I mean, you have just to be very careful of what is going on within yourself and nothing else. I think that this answers to all your questions, because I have here 10 questions coming from you. I can tell you that visibile ex invisibilibus answers to all your questions, or somebody else's question.
I agree. So for what I'm trying to do through this question is try to give some practical advice to people that are trying to apply this simple principle. And I'm going to give you an example of how I applied myself. Like, whenever I saw small shatters in my own integrity, how I could see that I'm not living truly to myself was by small things that appeared in the external world, problems or issues or whatever, something that...
The thing is that we have to consider the time factor. Mm-hmm. which is very tricky. And the time deceives us. We do not understand things just because there is a time that creates this, let's say, double realities. But if you are able to delete, to cancel time, you will see that reality will get closer and closer to your inner being. And you understand, being plus time is what the world is. You are the creator and the author of whatever is happening out there. And if you understand that the inner and outer are one, vision and reality are one, action and contemplation are one, more than any other thing that can be of your interest, you are an entrepreneur, then to understand that financial power and love are one and the same thing. You found in my books that I gave an explanation to love, which is in Latin, in Spanish, French, or Italian, it's amore, amour, amor, which means absence of death.
Mm-hmm.
Absence of death. It means that you have to be very careful to all your inner death. Whatever is happening within yourself is just, we are dying thousands of times during the day, but we are unaware of it. Unaware of it. And then if you are aware of your inner deaths, they start to disappear. The outer world will get closer and closer to your inner being. And you will understand much more that your being is the very author and creator of your outer reality. You said to know yourself, you want to know much more about yourself. My realization is that we have first to know what we are not, what you are not. This is much more important. Then if you get closer and closer to what you are not, then you will see that your inner being will come up, to show up, and see that your inner being, your real being, your real self, will come out. But we have to eliminate layers and layers of what we are not, layers and layers of useless stuff.
This is a challenging thing to do for people. Like for myself, it has been challenging. And my question would be, are there any practices? Discipline. Okay, so it's all about discipline towards what you say to yourself.
No, no discipline. I don't believe in any discipline. I have been through all disciplines to understand that you don't need any of them. No disciplines, no meditation, no contemplation, whatever you call, exercises. You cannot become what you already are. It's impossible. It's like to ask the God to know himself or herself. But go through a discipline to understand what you really are. This is nonsense. I cannot share any discipline. I cannot tell you that there is a discipline. There must be understanding. Understanding is very, very important. If you pay attention to yourself, you will see that any fear, any doubt or anxiety or let's say negative emotions can be a way for you to turn towards your real self. When you are aware of a fear within yourself, just being aware, you can say this is a discipline. Just being aware, let this fear or doubt or whatever to disappear, or destructive thought disappears at the moment that you pay attention to that. And this is a self-observation, if you want to call it a discipline. But that is just to understand, what is going on within. And this is where the world outer world is very attractive. You know, we are identified with whatever is happening out there, and we forget about ourselves. And this is the main, let's say, sin that we can.
Exactly, especially during these times in which we are bombarded with information from everywhere, digital world. It's tougher and tougher to achieve awareness, especially inner awareness. Now, in this path or in this journey of achieving or being able to have complete awareness towards oneself at all times, having this many obstacles that in this era appear, like you are bombarded with information from all directions, how can we make it easier to go towards oneself?
The outer world is very attractive and it's difficult. They identify, let's say, their program, you know, from all that, which is, you know, it doesn't take time. You have to understand it right now. You don't need to go through something that is a method or a system or a discipline. You will spend all your a lifetime to follow or to chase disciplines and methods. You will be very disappointed. This is what happened to me a long time ago. And to understand that there is nothing coming from outside that can give you this sort of realization, let's say, or to understand. You know, understanding belongs to you. You cannot do anything to reach something that is already there within yourself. You have just turned towards yourself and see that you yourself are a very cause of whatever is happening out there. It's so simple, but we are all victims of something that we ourselves create. The chaos or the problems and the wars and conflicts and disease that we see out there, it's something that is born within ourselves. It's we are the very cause of whatever is happening. You are. You know, if you have read The Technology of the Dreamer, I mean, when they say, how can I be the person that is in creating all that mess and chaos? If you really become responsible for yourself, for your inner being, you will understand that the outer world is just a reflection. It's just a projection. Then you cannot blame the outer world for something that is happening to you. Just to remember that whatever is happening out there has to have your inner consent, your inner approval to happen. Otherwise, it cannot happen.
Once you achieve that realization, I'm talking again from my own experience. I do achieve from time to time that realization and I'm able to live it through. But sometimes I forget. Forget. I say, okay, how can you build a continuous awareness? And I know it happens in this moment. But how can we forget less, if that's a question?
You have to permanently remember yourself. It's right now it's difficult, but you have to try and try and try to self-remember. You will see that remembering means to gather the members together. Then right now we are fragmented beings and we have to just gather together all our members, which are spread out, all things outside ourselves. You have to just to gather together yourself and to understand when you will become an integrity, when you will become the unity, which is something that is already there. Through our forgetfulness, we lost ourselves and we were attracted by something outside ourselves and believing that all the things that are happening are just something coming from outside, which is not. It is all coming from you. Also, all the wars and conflicts that you are witnessing outside yourself, they all come from within. This is the greatest realization that I can say I am the expression of this understanding. I tried in my books just to convey to the reader what happened to me. And only if you give up all methods and system and disciplines, you can reach something that really belongs to you. And that is difficult. You can see there is no one in the world that is not meditating to try to reach something. But meditation is, from my point of view, is another way for sleeping.
Mm.
And what I mean by dreaming is not desiring at all. You can say I desire to become rich or to have a great career or to have a beautiful house, a beautiful family. Okay, but that is a desire. No, desire will never realize itself. Only dreaming. Dreaming is not happening in time. Then you are dreaming right now what you are and what you have. And you are dreaming also of not having what you do not have. You are putting obstacles to what you could really have. Just by deciding or expecting, hoping, wishing, this is all negative. Then you are dreaming right now what you are and what you have. Now, you have to eliminate time because you can get closer and closer to yourself. And that is not meditation, that is understanding.
Understanding of oneself. How would you describe a dreamer in the sense of the book? How would you describe a dreamer in present times? If you were to look in the world and see few dreamers, how would you describe them or what?
Dreamer is, for me, to die less. To die less and lesser within yourself. This is dreaming. This is something that you only can do for yourself. To die less, it means that you pay attention to what is happening within yourself. Pay attention and self-observation, and you will see that when you are aware of a death within yourself, this is the way. This is the way. You shouldn't change that negative emotions within you. You should never try to change it. You have just to be aware of it. And this is great. If you are aware of something very negative, of the hell within yourself, just being aware of it, it will little by little dissolve. Just being aware, then when difficult moments come within yourself, and the world outside yourself is attacking you, just, you know, be still. Just eliminate whatever is in contact with you. Telephone, people, friends, sex, whatever. And just be with yourself. This is not meditation. It's just to watch what is going on.
In the life of an entrepreneur, for example, there are a lot of intense moments that you go through, like challenges, situations. And there is this concept of living effortlessly. Whenever challenges do arise, when you want to build something bigger, when you want to create something of a greater importance, at least in your vision, or that has a bigger impact, challenges, corresponding challenges come to you. Now, how can you apply the effortless concept to this?
Yeah. This is interesting because all the students at the European School of Economics make the same question. You know, how can I deal with the world outside myself when attacks or when the antagonist comes and there is a big fight outside yourself? To be calm, or to be, let's say, quiet or integrated within yourself, this doesn't resolve any problem outside yourself. If you have read the book, you see that there is a chapter dedicated to the art of acting as an actor and as an actress does. And this is very, very important. Acting doesn't mean a lie. Acting consciously is the way that you can deal with the outer world, acting with the outer world, and remain intact within yourself. This is very, very, very difficult because, you know, it took years for me to understand. Acting outside yourself and be one within yourself, then without any scar within yourself. This is you have to practice something like this. When it's something very aggressive, violent comes from outside, you have to deal with it outside yourself, but without identifying. Mm-hmm. This is a difficult, you have to be committed, to be a great fighter outside yourself, and at the same time, to be one within yourself, to be whole within yourself. And this is interesting. You will see that it will become a great hobby, a great entertainment, that you have to be aggressive outside yourself, but remaining intact within yourself. And this is very difficult. When you understand that the outer reality is something that you invented, you created, then if something violent comes from outside yourself, it is always you yourself who created that. And you cannot say, okay, I hug all the humanity and I say, I forgive you and you can do whatever you want. No, you are called to fight that happening outside yourself, and at the same time you have to be one integrated within yourself. This is what you will see that the outer world, in the moment that comes with the violence and aggressiveness, it is creating within yourself a sort of awareness. You will turn towards yourself and see where that violence is coming from. And it is coming from you, from nowhere else, but from within. And then the moment that you pay attention to that violence within yourself, you see that the outer world will disappear. The violence in the outer world will disappear. It's very simple. I can say almost childlike. It's a good game. If you remember your childhood, you will understand that you were acting when you were very little. You were acting with your parents and with your friends. But now you are called to do the same, acting as an actor, but consciously, intentionally.
You basically create plays for yourself, and those plays are meant for you to enjoy, created by you, and the degree of the randomness or the degree of how hard it is, it's something that you subconsciously know that are capable to play or act out when you create them, the plays, in a sense that
whatever... I don't have in my vocabulary subconsciously. Something negative happens in the outer world. It is your creation. It is your unawareness. When you were distracted, you were not aware of what was going on within yourself. And then you were just lost in the outer world, identified with whatever was happening outside yourself. Now, if you are constantly, permanently aware of yourself, you will see that the world cannot do otherwise. Will just reflect this attention. this awareness. Then you will see that the world outside yourself cannot express anymore conflicts or a war or a disease or, let's say, bankruptcy. It's impossible. If it happens, you turn towards yourself and see where the very cause is. And you will see that you yourself are the source of all and everything.
Because you were mentioning in a few parts of the book running, and I saw running as something that appeared near meeting the dreamer. Am I right or not in this sense?
Oh, I see. Yeah, the protagonist in the book and was my brother, was the person who was asking for help, was on the verge of killing himself. Then the dreamer appears, but it happened that a long time ago, I was in the States and my brother called me because he was really on the verge of killing himself. I left all my business in the States. I was a musician. I don't know if you read about me.
Yes.
I was a rock star at that time. It was a period of, after the music, a period in the States of a solitude. I was really with myself for 3 years without meeting anybody and being just with myself to discover that all the methods, the disciplines that I did up to that time, it was useless. And that was a great understanding. That was a great realization. Freedom, I can say, because when you get rid of all that stuff that we read, and masters and teachers, gurus and coaches and all that things, you will feel free. And that freedom will create an incredible reality. It's very simple to understand that the outer world is you yourself, is a materialization of your inner being. You have just to pay attention to yourself to understand what is going on out there. I repeat, always the same thing, because you yourself are the creator. Then the world is waiting for you because it can be released and free. When you're free, the world is free. When you suffer, the world suffers. When you are enjoyed, the world enjoys. Because the outer world is for us the world of causes, and we are just effects. Then I turned upside down this equation. Then I understood that you yourself are the cause.